It's now time for our Sabetha Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tatman with you, joined now by Blue Jays girls basketball coach, that is Nate Bauman, and is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance. Big win for you on Tuesday night, coach, and it did not come easy at home against Perry Lecompton. You guys hold on to it, 30-29. Mary Lukert, kind of the story for you guys offensively. We'll dive into that performance momentarily. But, you know, the first time around back in mid-January, you were a pretty comfortable victory on the road at Perry Lecompton. That certainly wasn't the case in this second meeting, but nonetheless, you guys hold on and get the win.
Yeah, it was definitely not easy, and you know, we've talked about it several times this year that I don't really expect any game in the Big Seven to be easy, but you know, when we, I think we shot at about 18% from the field last night, and Perry's length has some things to do with that. We missed shots about all the ways you can miss them, but I was still just proud of our girls' resilience, and you know, we talk about it all the time, but the thing we can control is defense, and so when you hold teams into the 20s, you have a good chance to win, no matter how bad your offense is. And that's kind of the way it worked out last night.
It was the Mary Lukert show, and everyone was just kind of there to pay the admission and watch. She had 24 of the 30. You know, she's had sensational performances throughout her career. She's going to be, I would think, probably unanimous all-league once again. And again, it's just been fun talking about her and watching her play. But at some point, you need some other girls to step up. And I know that's probably something you're kind of harping on, and that's something you're going to need here down the home stretch, especially once you get to Substate.
Yeah, and we've really been getting that. You know, the second half of the season, I've been pleased with that. You know, we started to score in the 50s some, and she's scoring in the 20s about every night, but there's still some other scoring going along with that. And last night it just disappeared on us. We got some really good looks, and they just didn't fall. But, you know, just talking about Mary again, I sometimes don't talk about her enough because I feel like she gets some glory with her 20-point games anyway. But since our midseason tournament, she's been over 20 about every night. But the thing I love about her is not just that, and we need that, but she distributes. She makes the right passes when she needs to. She gets defensive touches and steals that leads to some of our easy offense and some of hers as well. And she doesn't come off the floor. And there were four or five times last night when I told my assistant coaches, I need to get her a break. I need to get her a break. I need to get her a break. And I couldn't do it. She's just that valuable to us. So, you know, our other girls are working on it, and sometimes they struggle with some confidence there. But they've done it before. So it's just a matter of kind of flushing last night and moving on to the next one and making sure we're confident the next time we get those shots.
Yeah, we dove into the Substate last week and kind of talked about how things were shaping up. And, of course, things are shaping up a little bit more now with the final week of the regular season upon us. Right now, this Marysville Substate has 6 of the 8 teams with 10 wins or more. It's really crazy to think about. And one of these scenarios where it seems like, you know, who's maybe playing their best ball going in may have the best shot of getting out of there. But again, top to bottom, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah, I think we have a chance to be anywhere from the 3 to the 6 seed. So, play any of 4 or 5 different opponents. And of course, we don't know who the number 1 seed is going to be yet. So there's just so much up in the air, that we've really, and I'm kind of a geek that kind of likes to look at that stuff. And I've kind of given up on it because there's just so many different scenarios. So we've kind of decided, you know, we're just going to play who we play. I think maybe the best scenario or the most likely scenario is we play Hiawatha next Tuesday, to see who's the home team in a 4-5 game. And then we play Hiawatha again the next week. So that's not always ideal either, but we just gotta take whatever comes to us. You know, whenever you play a team, you gotta beat them all. So we're just gonna continue to work on us and getting better there.
Yeah, you mentioned very possible. That could be the scenario next week, getting Hiawatha at home for the final regular season game. And then ultimately the deciding factor there on who hosts between you two in a first-round Substate game. That's very possible. But you got to get through Holton on Friday. Got to take care of business there. You know, Holton's been a little bit up and down this year. They've dealt with some injuries and had some players missing some games here in the last couple of weeks. So they're trying to, you know, find their footing, get back on track. But it's never an easy place to play when you go to Holton. You know, what's kind of the expectation for Friday?
Yeah, well, they really took it to us the last time we played them. It was a close game by the end, but yeah, they're so strong and physical and aggressive defensively that they give you trouble. You know, they're not a great outside shooting team by any means, but they hit some against us last time, so they're certainly capable. Kurt, I think, has done a great job because they do seem to be missing a different starter every night, it seems like, and he's still been able to have them be extremely competitive in our league. So, it's going to be a battle. They play great defense. They play hard. I like to think we do the same thing. So, It's going to be a really good challenge Friday night.
Sabetha girls basketball coach, that is Nate Bauman, joining us. Team right now 11-7, 8-4 in league play. The 1-point win on Tuesday against Perry LeCompton. They'll go to Houlton on Friday, wrap up the regular season Tuesday at home against Hiawatha. Could potentially see Hiawatha for a second consecutive time after that in the first round of Substate. But still a lot to be played out there. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck at Houlton on Friday. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks, Brandon.